you and Larry Hammond, he's got all of you out on the card line with him, and then he,
yeah,
he just comes straight down the backside and hits the peace offer. I think the point to make with him is that the peace offer is fully known and is being observed by people, but that that's not what we want to appear to be pushing at this point.
I just say that next week we may need a shot. Let's wait.
For the POW wives thing, we'll wait till next week and do anything, don't you?
Yeah, I...
concerned about doing it at all. Maybe you'll know you should do the three, not the full board, just the three.
Oh, I can't. Unless you want to get us a pick today.
No, no, no. We can't anyway. One's in Boston, one's in Richmond. We have to bring them in.
All right, Monday.
And if we do it, the thing to do would be let that be a story to start off with. Thing next week.
Right.
It's a way, it's a good enough story. It'll re-kick up the positive side of the issue there.
All right, so it for Monday.
Catch up then. Still got the question of what our congressional strategy is. That's another one. Clark says now that what our friends up there are pushing for is a sense of the Congress resolution, but with leaving the fund cut off in. Which is to take Case Church. Change the December 31st cutoff to 120 days after the ceasefire. So then you really got the question that that's, it's weak in the one sense, and it's, but it strengthens your position. I don't think you need your position strengthened, maybe, but.
Well, let me ask you to do this. Why don't you try the damn thing on Henry? I mean, crack the damn wall. But I mean, just work on it.
All right.
I mean, don't say that, mainly don't say Clark's for it.
Right.
You know, just say that this is something that our friends, the Hawks up there, say they gotta be,
yeah,
they can live with that. What's he think about it? I am, my own view is that just got a reaction to it. The Congress fighting is here is a problem. They have to worry about it too. I mean, that I do think it does weaken our position, I think, in terms of our goal of keeping this off in North Vietnamese guessing and arresting. I think it weakens our position for us to say we're going to do this. I think it would, we can choose the morale and all that sort of thing. So maybe the Congress goes ahead and passes the goddamn thing. What does that do, though?
The other thing is the Congress could pass something worse. But the other side, too, is maybe the way to do it is let them stay out of it, but let our people in Congress move towards this. As being, if they've got to pass something, it's better for them to pass this than it is for them to pass the Straight Cooper Church. Case Church. And then if they do pass it, we can say, rather than hailing it as a triumph, just say, well, that's what the president said in speech.
Oh, okay.
So, I think they're concerned about the Congress. They're going to pass on.
Yeah.
If they can do this without a fund cutoff, would you feel better about it then?
Well, then it's just our proposal. Hell yes, that's fine. But maybe they have to have a fund cutoff in terms of their bill or whatever it is.
The Senate doesn't have to be here. Thank you. 5% of the funds be spent, and that doesn't...
Yeah. We've been through that before.
Yeah.
Suppose you have a goal with Henry on the thing, and after Lieutenant Rogers, certain amount of calls down here, we're gonna deal with it, I'll make the decision, but I don't know how I can think about it a little.
Okay.
But it could happen tomorrow, I suppose.
No, not really till Monday.
What's that, right?
They can stall it tomorrow, at least that's what they said this morning, that it needs to get...
My inclination at the moment is to go.